This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. The American Farm Bureau Federation is officially the exclusive sponsor of 2015 and 2016 U.S. presidential election coverage produced and distributed by AgriPulse. Branded by AgriPulse as the Rural Route to the White House, this effort will convey to readers Farm Bureau's support of farmers and ranchers being informed, active, and engaged in the U.S. presidential election process. The coverage will be focused on agricultural perspective of the presidential election, including the candidates' positions on key farming and ranching issues. Stories and content can be repurposed by state farm bureaus and used with attribution to AgriPulse to help inform members about agriculture and rural policy issues as addressed during the U.S. presidential election. The Fish and Wildlife Service is proposing to establish annual hunting regulations for certain migratory game birds for the 2016-2017 hunting season and has asked AFBF to provide relevant statistics or data on damage caused to crops or farms by Canada geese. Canada geese are protected under the Migratory Bird Treaty Act, and their numbers have increased substantially in recent years. Many geese are no longer migratory, staying in one location year-round. These increasing populations can cause significant damage to crops and threaten agricultural production. Under existing law, a permit must be obtained from FWS before undertaking any steps to eradicate or control geese problem. Thomas Martin, manager of the Stark County Farm Bureau in Illinois, will discuss how the continuing shift in diplomatic relations between the U.S. and Cuba will affect agriculture at a session at the Oilseed and Grain Trade Summit in Minneapolis on October 1st. Martin represented Illinois Farm Bureau on the U.S. Agricultural Coalition for Cuba's delegation to the island nation in March. Ron Gray, past chairman of the U.S. Grains Council, and Bill Messina, agricultural economist at the University of Florida, will join Martin for the panel discussion. The Polaris Sportsman, Ranger, Razor, and Ace models have all received major upgrades for 2016. For the first time ever, Polaris is offering a turbocharged Razor. The Ranger line will have two new full-sized and two new two-seat vehicles, while the Sportsman line boasts three new models, including two designed to tackle mud. The Ace gets more power with the 60-horsepower ProStar 900 engine with electronic fuel injection and electronic throttle control. Eligible Farm Bureau members in participating states receive a 200 to 300 member discount on Polaris off-road vehicles. A series of maps released Wednesday by AFBF show how the Environmental Protection Agency will radically expand its jurisdiction over land use if its controversial Waters of the United States rule takes effect as expected August 28th. That expansion comes even as major parts of the rule remain largely incomprehensible to experts and laypeople alike. The maps prepared by GeoSyntech Consulting show the dramatic expansion of EPA's regulatory reach stretching across wide swaths of land in Pennsylvania, Virginia, and Montana. In Pennsylvania, for example, 99% of the state's total acreage is subject to EPA scrutiny. Landowners have no reliable way to know which of the water and land within that area will be regulated, yet they must still conform their activities to the new law. The United States Department of Agriculture has granted the request of Governor Rauner for disaster designation in 87 Illinois counties and 14 contiguous counties that suffered losses due to rain and flooding this year. The governor issued an official letter to USDA Secretary Vilsack on July 23rd. The 19 members of the Illinois congressional delegation also signed a letter to President Obama to endorse the governor's request for this designation. Counties eligible for assistance were determined through the loss assessment reports review by the USDA. Farmers who believe that they may be eligible for assistance should contact their county farm service agency office. Loan applications are considered on a case-by-case basis, taking into account the extent of losses, security available, and applicants' repayment ability. Farmers who have questions should contact the state FSA office at 217-241-6600. Counties eligible for assistance include Adams, Alexander, Bond, Brown, Calhoun, Carroll, Cass, Champaign, Clark, Clay, Clinton, Crawford, Cumberland, DeKalb, DeWitt, Douglas, DuPage, Edwards, Effingham, Fayette, Ford, Franklin, Fulton, Gallatin, Green, Grundy, Hamilton, Hancock, Hardin, Henderson, Henry, Iroquois, Jackson, Jasper, Jefferson, Jersey, Johnson, Kane, Kankakee, Knox, LaSalle, Lawrence, Lee, Livingston, Logan, McDonough, McLean, Macon, Macoupin, Madison, Marion, Marshall, Mason, Massac, Menard, Mercer, Monroe, Montgomery, Morgan, Peoria, Perry, Payette, Pike, Pope, Pulaski, Putnam, Randolph, Richland, Rock Island, St. Clair, Saline, Sangamon, Schuyler, Scott, Stark, Tazewell, Union, Vermilion, Wabash, Warren, Washington, Wayne, White, Whiteside, Will, Williamson, and Woodford. Counties named as contiguous disaster counties eligible for assistance include Boone, Bureau, Christian, Coles, Cook, Edgar, Joe Davis, Kendall, McHenry, Moultrie, Ogle, Shelby, Stevenson, and Winnebago. The Illinois Farm Bureau is once again asking its members to bring rural life into focus by taking and submitting pictures for the annual Member Photography Contest. Picture Illinois, the 2015 Member Photo Contest, is open to IFB members and their families. The contest is limited to photos taken in Illinois in 2013 or after by amateur photographers. Entrants can submit their photos to one of three categories, including Looking Up, Fairs and Festivals, and Hidden History. The grand prize winner will receive $150, while three first-place winners will receive $75 each, three second-place winners will receive $25 each, and the photo selected as Member's Choice at IFB's 2015 annual meeting in December will receive $50. The contest runs through November 1st, and winners will be announced in the spring 2016 issue of Partners Magazine and in Farm Week in January 2016. Employees and immediate family members of Illinois Farm Bureau and its affiliated companies are not eligible. To view previous winning photos, obtain the complete contest rules, and to enter online, go to www.ilfbphotos.org. Share what happens on your farm in Illinois Farm Bureau's first video contest. The contest is open to Illinois Farm Bureau members and their families. The contest, which runs July 1st through November 1st, features two categories: 15 to 30 second videos and videos that run 1 to 2 minutes. The video needs to be geared toward consumers and explains what happens on the farm. Each participant will be allowed 2 entries. County and Illinois Farm Bureau employees and immediate relatives may enter. Their entries will be judged in a separate category and will not be eligible for prizes. However, all winning videos will be posted on IFB's YouTube and Facebook and shown at annual meeting in December 2015 in Chicago. Grand prize for the winning videos in each category will receive $100. Each category will also have 2 runners-ups, each receiving $75. For complete rules and an entry form, go to www.ilfb.org/video contest. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.